You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Death Star plans, where you're finally moving forward, Rocky Balboa, getting closer and closer to the ring. Thank you, one and all, for tuning back. This is part 5 of our Build You Better series. I know this has been a bit more sporadic, but because of travel and work and other things like that, I certainly understand that you all are the most patient bunch in the world, and that's why this audience is so great. I'm recording this after finishing a jiu-jitsu class, and we had UFC fighter Adrian Serrano come, and I mean, you know, the guy was a bare-knuckle boxer. He was fighting in the no-holds-barred NHB league. He was a judo champion, and tonight was one of those nights where I definitely know that despite the fact I feel like I'm the worst student at the school, I feel like I'm crossing the threshold, which is what we're going to discuss today. It's where you're finally getting to the point where you're confident, where you know what you're doing, but you're starting to hit that resistance. You're starting to get to the point where there really is no return. And tonight was one of those nights for me because I was going and sparring against people who I've sparred at in the past. And, you know, tonight's sessions got a little bit more heated because my skills are getting better and because now they realize that I'm not just the guy that sucks entirely. Now I suck a little bit less. We're getting to that point. And, you know, as I was, you know, reviewing this section, it reminded me of one of the first big thresholds in my life. It was when I joined the Army. It was when everything became real. It's when I said bye to my parents and I got off that bus and I got the shark infested, you know, drill sergeant surge, and it was a lot. But at that point, that's when I realized that I certainly was not in a place where I could very easily go back. And we reach those thresholds, whether they hit us really loud, like in that moment, or where we're just really starting to hit that first ounce of resistance, like tonight's example with me. And this is going to be a bit shorter because there's not much more to tell. This is less about decisions, and this is more about when you're beginning to identify that this is where the challenges begin. This is where you're going to get your initial stress test. As always, all the notes are in the show notes today, so you can go ahead and read more about this later. I'm pulling this document from the Grand Valley State University Library, where I pull everything from the monomyth. So this and all the past episodes and all the future episodes are all on the same doc. Thought it was easy, get to the point, and that's what we've been using so far. So, crossing the threshold. Dun, dun, dun. The hero has committed to his task, so there is no going back. The decision is very clear. And he or she enters the special world. Often, they are met by a threshold guardian. So this is where you know you're going to hit your first task. It's kind of like I think it's called the Balrog from Fellowship of the Ring. So some Lord of the Rings person will tell me. But the example that we're going to go ahead and pull from for now is by Shirley Jackson in her book, The Haunting of Hill House. Love that series on Netflix. Super scary. Yeah, I even own the book, which I have not read, but probably should. After setting out secretly, Eleanor stops in Hillsdale for lunch and is faced by the resentful people at the gas station. The road that leads to Hill House is rutted and in poor condition, and the trees themselves seem to try and keep her from proceeding. The gate is clearly locked, locked and double locked and chained and barred. And to gain entrance, she must face the house's guardian, Mr. Dudley, who is altogether unwelcoming and tries to convince her to leave. Even as she drives her car up the driveway, she feels an overwhelming sense that the house itself is evil. Every move toward the house is a deliberate choice that Eleanor must make with all her strength. The deep internal unwillingness to enter Hill House is another threshold guardian. Now, this is where you really begin to realize that what happens now is not going to be easy. You should feel fear, because now that it's real, now something bad could potentially happen. But you should face it with courage, because everything else, all the decisions you've made that have gotten you here, have gotten you here. And your journey is now at the point where this is where things matter. This is where you're going to begin to get the results. But while you might be fearful, understand that your fear is bigger than what reality usually is. There's a thing somebody once told me where basically it's like every terrible scenario in your mind is probably a million times worse than what reality is. And how often do we psych ourselves out? How often do we think of horrendous, terrible scenarios of how bad things can be? I certainly live the life of a catastrophist, where I'm not a pessimist or an optimist. I just assume the very worst outcome is the outcome that will be there. And that's something I've had to fight. That fear is natural. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear. It's confronting that fear. But you should be proud of yourself, and you should move onward, because this is not a choice. This is just the confrontation. This is just the next part in which you are about to cross that threshold onto the rest of your journey. So when you get to this point, don't see it as, oh, it's the obstacle. Oh, I've been dreading this. See this as the culmination of all the decisions you've made, which are much harder. Because to get to this point, you already had to make incredibly difficult decisions. You already had to confront all the possibilities. Now it's here. Embrace it with a full chest and a full heart, and you'll proceed. That is when crossing the threshold becomes a reality. Tune in next time, and we'll be back with Build You Better, Part 6. We'll be right back.